Are you a rule follower or a rule breaker? Does it depend on the rule? Would you agree that we are all called to obedience? Maybe it depends on who I must obey, who's making the rules, and are they for my good? Obedience is defined as this: compliance with an order, request, or law, or submission to another's authority. We comply or follow rules, laws, and we submit to those for the sake of order and doing what is right. It's foundational to a thriving and balanced society. If we don't obey the rules of law, things can get quite out of hand rather quickly. When I think of the word obedience, I immediately think of my children. I need obedience from my children. I expect it. When they were little, I needed them to not throw their food on the floor. I needed them to not throw fits in the checkout aisle of the grocery store. I needed them to obey me when I asked them to hold my hand crossing the street. If they did not obey, there was a consequence for the sake of learning what to do and what not to do. They aren't babies anymore, but obedience is still required. They need to do their homework, do the dishes on occasion, and go to bed on time. If they don't, they will face discipline or consequences. Why? Because it is for their good to obey and do what is required of them to do. It's all shaping them into healthy, responsible adults. Is obedience important to God? If you know anything about God, then you know the answer to that is yes. From the 613 rules of the Mosaic Law in the Old Testament that Jesus fulfilled and paid for on the cross, to the over 1,000 deeper heart and life commands Jesus calls us to in the New Testament, obedience is very important. James puts it this way, James 4:17. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. If my girls know what they should be doing, but they're not doing it, they are in disobedience. Friends, if we know how we should be living, but we're not, we're in disobedience. James is calling out believers here. If you know what is right, the time for obedience is now. Maybe your spirit has been restless over sin in your life. Cut it out right now. Get right. Free yourself from the chains that bind you. That is how we truly love the Father and love others. Jesus said in John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." 2 John 1:6 says, "This is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love." Walking in love is walking in obedience to his word. You can't have one without the other, and there's no better time than the present to do what God is calling you to do and live the way he wants you to live. That's the truth. The time is now. Dig into the Bible. You'll discover the best life you could ever live, full of love, peace, purpose, and joy, is a life lived in obedience to the Father. You know why that's true? He knows what's best. I'm Lori Klein.